It is time for a Gaza Corner. We do it every Saturday night at 11 o'clock. This will be followed by a Palestinian, Jordanian-Palestinian Udist. I don't have to tell you, it's been a shocking political year and probably more shocks to come. Politics have always lacked dignity and morality and ethics. We know this. And we are witnessing among the most insane and unpredictable political seasons ever. It is clear an incendiary military hawk, a person who would like to suspend freedom of expression in favor of freedom to shoot, a person who has removed all moral constraints and encourages blatant racism, a man who isn't even qualified to be a military analyst, let alone be in charge of a military, a man who is corrupt to the core and has escaped criminal allegations by the skin of his teeth, a man who this country's leader said, quote, hates me, he slanders me, he's a dangerous man, he stops at nothing. For the first time in history, fascism is a clear and possibly present danger. You know who I'm talking about, right? Or do you? Donald Trump. No. No. Not the Donald. I don't blame you if you're a bit confused, because the parallels are frighteningly real. I'm talking about Avigdor Lieberman. Avigdor Lieberman, the former nightclub bouncer from Moldova, who will be Israel's next defense minister. Lieberman has advocated for outrageous policies such as the bombing of Egypt's Aswan Dam, the toppling of the Palestinian Authority, reconquering the Gaza Strip, the introduction of the death penalty for terrorism, as well as the transfer of Israeli Arabs into the Palestinian territories. The appointment by Prime Minister Netanyahu is all the more bizarre given that only a month ago, Netanyahu described Lieberman as a lazy amateur and, quote, a petty prattler who was not fit to be a military analyst, unquote. But Netanyahu chose politics over all else as his coalition was hanging by a thread, a majority of one, and he chose to align himself with Lieberman's ultra-nationalist, far, far, far right Israel Beitanu Party, and this was the price. This appointment breaks with the longstanding tradition in Israel of having a former senior military figure in the role. I'm not surprised if you may not be aware of this story, perhaps the most alarming story to emerge out of Israel this year, because this was the reaction from National Public Radio news programs. Yeah. Zilch. Nothing. Couldn't find a thing. Morning edition, all things considered, weekend edition Saturday, even Public Radio International's PRIs of the world, I checked all their websites and they've yet to report on this shocking, this is shocking news that Avigdor Lieberman will be Israel's next defense minister. NPR appears to be exercising self-censorship. I mean, what else can be the reason? The news broke May 19th, and as of today, none of the aforementioned public radio programs featured the news story. But this story spread like wildfire across Israeli media. I have links on the Tangent's homepage, far right-hand column, look down. You'll see stories from the Israeli newspaper Haaretz and also from The Guardian UK. That's tangents.com. Haaretz put out an editorial on May 19th titled, Israelis will pay dearly for their prime minister's reckless appointment. And I quote, Netanyahu has demonstrated that he is prepared to drag the country into a potentially disastrous military adventure, to remove all moral constraints, and to encourage blatant racism for the sole purpose of staying in power. It's hard to imagine Prime Minister Netanyahu making a more reckless and irresponsible decision than appointing Avigdor Lieberman defense minister. For the second time since the last election, Netanyahu chose to veer right and establish an ideological racist coalition that aims to entrench the occupation, expand the settlements in the occupied territories, oppress the Arab minority, and undermine, these are my words, whatever is left of, their words, Israeli democracy. Yisrael Beitanu's leader, Lieberman, has for many years represented a racist position that views Israel's Arab citizens as a nuisance, and their Knesset reps, their representatives, as traitors. He calls for the reoccupation of the Gaza Strip and the overthrow of the territory's Hamas government and the economic destruction of the Palestinian Authority. In recent weeks, he has led the political struggle on behalf of Elor Azaria, the soldier, you may have read the story, who executed a dying Palestinian assailant in Hebron. Lieberman called for Azaria to be released from arrest and not charged with manslaughter. When he was foreign minister, Lieberman did very little, but his ability to cause damage to the state was limited. Now he will be in charge of the army and of the occupation machine in the territories with an almost unlimited potential to foment crises and to jeopardize the national interest. I'm reading from the Haaretz editorial. He will be able to sign off on massive building plans in the settlements, end the security coordination with the Palestinian Authority, strive for a confrontation with Hamas, intensify the already brutal blockade of the Gaza Strip, bar the employment of Palestinians in Israel, and encourage violations of the laws of war. Lieberman's support for Azaria and for closing the investigation of Colonel Yisrael Shomer, who shot and killed a Palestinian teenager as he fled after throwing rocks at the officer's vehicle, signals to soldiers and police officers that the political leadership expects them to shoot first and ask questions later. That executing a mortally wounded person or a fleeing teenager is behavior worthy of support and encouragement, not investigation and prosecution. His call for the declaration of a state of emergency in Israel, quoting Lieberman, like in France after the attack in Paris, unquote, is especially worrisome. Lieberman would like to suspend freedom of expression in favor of freedom to shoot. It was only a month ago that Netanyahu described Lieberman as a lazy amateur, a petty prattler who wasn't even fit to be a military analyst, unquote. Now Netanyahu is entrusting the defense establishment to a man for whom, quote, the only projectile to ever whistle past his ear was a tennis ball, unquote. At the moment of truth, the prime minister has demonstrated that he is prepared to drag the country into a potentially disastrous military adventure for the sole purpose of staying in power. The high price will be paid by Israel citizens and their Palestinian neighbors. There's also an article I linked to. That one, the editorial is linked. But also this one, which I will excerpt briefly. It's called To Preserve His Rule, Netanyahu Willing to Stomach Even His Greatest Political Rival. These are the words of Yossi Werther, the writer for Haaretz. Quote, Lieberman is the ultimate evidence of what Netanyahu really cares about. Diminishing and restraining the military brass in an effort to stay in power. To achieve this, all means are justified, risking Israel's security and undermining the relative fragile quiet in the volatile West Bank by throwing it a lit match named Lieberman into it. And from this article, which I really recommend you read by Gideon Levy, again from Haaretz, the Haaretz articles do require normally require a free registration. It's called "With Lieberman as Defense Minister, Israelis should head for the bomb shelters." He writes, "Something important happened on Wednesday, something that cannot be taken lightly for even a moment. The mere fact of offering Avigdor Lieberman the position of defense minister is the crossing of a red line that has never been crossed. The offer has no legitimacy because Lieberman," he wrote it when it was an offer, but it's now an official appointment, "the offer has no legitimacy because Lieberman has no legitimacy. For the first time in Israeli history, fascism is clear and possibly present danger. A system of checks and balances were eliminated long ago. Now the state is in the hands of someone who could destroy it." Gideon Levy asks, rhetorically, to the United States and to the world, "Will you keep arming and funding this Israel? Will you continue to view a state in which Lieberman is number two in, quote, the only democracy in the Middle East, unquote? Need we mention that his party, Lieberman's party, is corrupt to the core? The criminal allegations that he avoided by the skin of his teeth only because the attorney general is feeble. If Lieberman will be Lieberman, the territories will burn like they've never burned before. If Lieberman will be Lieberman, all Israeli Arabs will become enemies. We should prepare the bomb shelters, for we are liable to need them soon." The words of Gideon Levy, columnist for Haaretz.